Contractors installed drywall on a recent sunny afternoon to add 40 new beds at Merrimack Bluff's senior living community just north of the Merrimack River in Baldwin. The project is one of nearly a dozen senior care expansions completed or underway in the metro area over the past few years.
Obviously, you know, underlying pin is demographics. So if you know, we're just starting to get to where the baby boomers are hitting the age of senior housing.
Paul Osier is CFO for Lutheran Senior Services, which operates Merrimack Bluffs and numerous other licensed care facilities in the St. Louis area. Osier says experts have for decades anticipated the boomers would be transforming the retirement landscape, but it's just taken a little longer than expected.
So even though we're getting older, that we're also getting healthier. So now, you know, the age of when people are really starting to need care is in their late 70s, early 80s. Mm-hmm. Which is why the baby boom is hit later than what people were predicting.
Missouri, and St. Louis in particular, is actually aging faster than most of the country. According to a report by the East-West Gateway Council of Governments, St. Louis currently has the fifth highest per capita of residents over 65 among the nation's 35 largest cities. Moreover, it's estimated by the Population Resource Center that 20% of Missourians will be over 65 by the year 2020, which will be 10 years ahead of the national average. It's hardly a surprise, then, to see so much construction across the metro area. Hundreds of new beds have been added with recent projects in University City, Chesterfield, Kirkwood, and other neighborhoods. Lutheran Senior Services, in addition, has plans to expand further with a $50 million senior care community in Lake St. Louis. The overwhelming majority of the construction is for what's called assisted living facilities, or ALFs. Ron Present is a certified nursing home administrator in Missouri. He explains that state regulations were loosened about 5 years ago, which allowed ALFs to provide much of the same services once exclusive to skilled nursing facilities, more commonly known as nursing homes.
One of the values that you have with assisted living is they are much cheaper to build than a nursing home. You know, estimates are roughly a third cheaper.
Under the regulations, for instance, ALFs can incorporate more wood in their structures, whereas skilled nursing facilities, like the new one at Merrimack Bluffs, have to be non-combustible construction. In addition, the rooms and halls are permitted to be smaller and staff requirements are less restrictive. As a result, ALFs have been an attractive investment for for-profit investors, but they've also driven a pretty lopsided building boom in St. Louis.
Yeah, well, the problem is assisted living is all private pay.
Mary Lynn Donovan is director for the local senior advocacy group Voice. She says in Missouri, Medicaid generally doesn't cover assisted living care, which helps explain why none of the new ALFs have been built in St. Louis City, where the poverty rate for seniors is almost 18%.
So if you don't have money, there's no funding stream to pay for it. And if you look at the beds in the city, 92% are Medicaid beds.
Though Medicaid pays, it doesn't cover the entire cost of skilled nursing expenses. Usually, nursing homes can make up the difference from other residents who can pay out of pocket. But as more ALFs open and draw away those senior citizens who can afford it, there's growing concern among experts like Donovan that nursing homes will have less incentive to expand facilities in lower-income neighborhoods where the need for senior care is growing as well. Joseph Leahy, St. Louis Public Radio.